My boy. Yeah.
Impromptu episode. Dodgers win the NL West. They shut out Arizona 8-0 by Yamamoto. I'm on a little walk here in Los Angeles. My little Mexican chihuahuas for all of my Latinos in Los Angeles.
Hey, you know, I thought you were talking about me. I was about to say, watch your mouth. Yeah, but I love your dogs, Jess.
Yeah, but the Dodgers, NLS champions, buddy. It was a weird year. We thought they might not win the division.
Yeah.
They definitely, as we talked about in last night's episode, go check it out. We talked about how this team was had like 96 meltdowns in the bullpen this year, which is when a pitcher endangers the game for their team. They have 26 blown saves out of the bullpen. Tanner Scott has 10 of them. Blake Treinen has 5 of the last 6 losses on his record. And all things considered, the Dodgers still win the West with a few games to go. They could have had a bye if they just, you know, had a better bullpen. But here we are, Brandon. Once again, 12 of the last 13 years, the Dodgers are NL West champions.
Unprecedented. It truly is an incredible thing to see. Younger fans, you may not be able to appreciate the dregs of the like late 90s, or just the 90s, the 2000s. That whole McCourt era was just god-awful. Joe Torre as the Dodgers manager. I mean, it just bizarro world.
Mattingly is the Dodgers manager.
Donnie baseball.
Yeah.
But Jess, that's the past. The future is now. League champs. Feels good to get a little home field advantage back in the playoffs, even if it is in the wild card. Like you said, a lot of blown saves. But Jess, we got to see some new faces out of the pen. And the one I want to start talking about is this guy right here, buddy. My goat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we got some Kershaw last night out of the pen. Wow. We got Roki out of the pen last night, who looked amazing.
Incredible. Jesse, yeah. You know what I want to talk about, though? Even though Kershaw was outstanding in the ninth, it was really nice to see 22 just in this closeout era of his career just go, you know what? I'm here to get outs. I don't care how I'm being used. The just epitome of a team guy, our GOAT.
Yeah.
But Roki Sasaki looked fantastic, Jess.
Yeah.
The stuff was electric. Couple of Ks in the inning. I mean, how are you feeling about Roki?
So this is my takeaway from the team right now. It's funny because last year, going into the playoffs, there were major question marks about the Dodgers because of their starting pitching. Because Glasnow was down. You know, Yama hadn't been like fully built back up yet. It was Bueller didn't have a good season, but we were going to rely on him. It was just a weird year. No Kershaw, yes. Weird year, like going into the playoffs. And we did it with Flaherty, Yamamoto, and Bueller as our 3 starting pitchers and a bullpen game, you know, every 4 games, basically. This year is like the complete opposite of that team. We're in opposite world. We have a fully healthy starting pitching staff right now. We are fully prepared for this playoff run in terms of starting pitching, but it's the bullpen that we're totally unsure of going into the playoffs. I loved what I saw from Roki. I'm not saying that I am going to anticipate that that I'm ready to put him in high leverage spots yet, but I think that it's a great sign. I think that if he has like 1 or 2 more of those in the next few games, you can consider putting him on the playoff roster and you know, like obviously replace Kirby Yates, essentially Kirby Yates' spot. And then you have, sorry, hold on. Let me go. The dogs are about to go crazy. Come here, Polly. Come here. Come on. It's okay. Come on.
Come on.
This is about to get, this is about to get insane. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Polly, come on. Let's go. Polly.
Live and die in LA. Am I right, Jess? It's the party.
Thank you. Come on. Yeah.
This is what I deal with. Live dude. Television right here.
This is what I deal with. So, it's basically. I just lost what I was fucking saying because of that. My neighbor.
It's
just
all
always,
good, dude.
Like, my neighbor always walks up. Yeah, no. This is what happened. Go my ahead. Neighbor walks up when they know that my dog doesn't get along with their dog, and she still just walks right towards me. Like, okay, like, never mind. Anyways, whatever. Okay.
People have poor dog etiquette in these streets. I will admit that there is some poor dog etiquette, but But Jess,
I think Roki could be a spot. It could have a spot. I love what I saw from Will Klein today, and I really do like Kershaw in a bullpen role. I'm still sticking with Sheehan as a potential closing option, but I do think when you consider that the Dodgers blew two games against the Phillies, bullpen blew two games against the Phillies, and then blew that one game against Arizona. If they don't blow any game one against Arizona, if they don't blow any of them, this team could be competing for a bye in the next 2 days, basically. And I still believe that this team is very, very, very well positioned for a deep playoff run. But just somebody in that bullpen needs to step up. And I don't know who it's going to be yet, but just so long as like one or two guys step up, I don't see why this Dodgers pitching staff and this lineup isn't positioned to win a World Series.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of stepping up, Blake Treinen last night got a real nut up performance.
We'll see.
Helped basically seal the deal. I mean, you and I were kind of talking like, great, here comes Treinen to blow it. And I'll be damned. He gets it done. Taking the ball from Vesia, I believe. It was Robleski. He took the ball from Robleski. Sorry. Getting a couple outs.
No. Didn't Robleski close out the game? Am I wrong on that? I'm already forgetting what happened. A lefty closed out the game. It might have been Robleski. I forget.
I think you're right. So, no.
Yeah.
Blake Treinen took the ball from Jack Dreyer.
That's what it was. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Because it went Kershaw in the ninth, Jack Dreyer in the tenth.
Yeah, and you and
Blake
I.
Blake Treinen came in to get the out, and then Robleski closed out the 11th.
And then last night's episode, you and I were saying that the only guy we really trust in the bullpen was Alex Vesia, who comes in and gives up basically almost essentially blows the game.
But,
he's been so good that you just let just wash it off. But still, just bad timing on that.
Yeah, I text Jesse. I was like, we freaking jinxed this guy. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, we're fighting against ourselves here. It's just, a why are you hitting yourself moment.
But when you consider what the Dodgers got in this series and from starting pitching against the Phillies and against the Diamondbacks, I mean, Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, who went game one of this series? Shohei, like what you're getting right now from the starting pitching. It's I couldn't be more encouraged that the bullpen just has to get a little bit better. I mean, it can't get any worse. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if it just gets a little better, there's really, I don't know who's going to stop this team with an effective bullpen. Because they have proven, I think, to be the better team than the Phillies, aside from bullpen. That's really the only advantage they have, in my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong.
I saw Ken Rosenthal talking with Alana Rizzo, and he was talking about the Dodgers having a real bullpen problem. And after the Shohei game, after the bullpen failed him, I feel like we were all feeling that way. But last night, I think that extra innings game showed a little bit of the blueprint for this Dodgers team moving forward. And it's going to be, kind of a nod, I would say, to the A.J. Hinch bullpen chaos type of pitching, where, hey, we got a lot of talent, and we're just going to deploy these guys with a can-do spirit and, in the best position for them to succeed. Whether that's matchups, what have you. But it's exciting to see. I love to see talent out there in any fashion. That's why I think the MLB playoffs are the most exciting playoffs in sports, because of these crazy experiences. Like, I don't know, we're not even fully in October yet, but we got to see Clayton Kershaw come out of the bullpen in the ninth inning, in a regular season game. Or I should say in relief in a regular season game for like the fourth time in his 18-year career. Like, that's just a cool little nugget for the baseball connoisseur. But Jess, the Dodgers are NL West champs again. We are inevitable. I don't want to keep you too long out there. I don't want any other neighbors to come
barking that's fine.
At you. But any parting words, Jess? You're an NL West champion. The real anxiety is about to begin, brother.
Yeah.
Are you prepared?
No, I'm not prepared. I'm happy that the team has like 3 or 4 days to basically just do whatever they want and rest, because they have nothing to play for at this point. They're not going to get the bye,
yeah.
So they might as well just rest who they need to rest.
Yeah, it was
for the next
few
days,
nice
and then
see...
13 wins away, buddy. 13 wins. That's what they
right.
are from being. That's what they said on the broadcast. 13 wins away from being a dynasty. So.
Love that. Love that.
Yep.
Oh, that's got a nice ring to it. So that'll
yep.
be the, I don't know, the title of this postseason push, right?
13 wins
13
away. That's
wins
right.
away from a dynasty. From
yep.
a dynasty,
and
baby.
I got to go inside, brother. Thank you for hopping on with me. And to all the fans out there, make sure you're liking, commenting, subscribing, and, you know, stick along with us for the ride, because we're going to be locked in. We'll be recording probably every night during the playoffs. I'm not sure yet. We have to talk about it, but we'll be.
I can't hear a thing. Jesse, you cut out
yeah.
pretty hard. I think I gave you some space. But, hey,
I said
if
fuck,
all that
I
didn't
said
come
fuck
through,
you.
Let me just say this
yeah.
was a great championship
yeah.
Kickoff, well, postseason kickoff episode of
yep.
Deferred Collusion. You're NL West.
We got to
stick
the landing here.
The Los Angeles Dodgers. Oh,
yeah.
We always nail it, dude, because it's all
yeah.
love. The Dodgers are inevitable, and now, hey, we'll see if maybe the $340 million Mets miss the playoffs. Who knows? The your pick, the Seattle Mariners, won the AL West, so
yeah,
ball
no
or
talk
Jesse
about,
Rowe, everybody.
We'll make some official predictions when the time comes. But yeah, sorry, I'm in my garage. I'm losing service here. I gotta go. This is terrible. Bye.